Well, they're going to be coming up July 20th, and we're going to have one up in Marquette at the Hampton Inn, and we'll be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then we've got another one over in Manistique at 1:30, and that's going to be right at City Hall. And then we're going to finish off the day at Bay College in Escanaba at 4:30 in the Herman Center. The purpose is we want to make sure that as people can, you know, now go out and do some mechanical cleaning and straightening up of their beaches, that we just do it right and make sure that everybody understands what exactly is in the law. I know this was tried back when I was in the House, and there was a law passed, but it was real restrictive, and people didn't understand it. And then there was a few people got in trouble trying to, you know, thinking they could just go out and clean their beach, and then found out, oh, I can't do that. So we want to make sure that they know what's in it, and explain it to them, and make sure that everything goes smooth.
What are kind of the key things to remember with this legislation, though?
Well, the one thing you got to remember is you still have to go through the Army Corps, so you still have to talk to them and get a permit from them, which is what was always there. Problem was you had to get a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers, you had to get a permit from the DEQ, and you had to identify the high water mark, probably with the surveyor. So now we got rid of most of it. There, at least the part I can take care of on a state level, you don't need a permit from the DEQ, but you still need to go through the Army Corps, so we want to make sure people do that. But some of the advantages we've got now is we're not playing the silly season with the not being able to use a mechanical device to do it and having to go out there with a rake or a shovel. You can actually use a machine now to help yourself straighten out the sand and clean things up.
It seems like you've actually had a little bit of success, you and your colleagues, this year on a few of these regulatory changes. I know we talked about this before, that some of the things that you found with some of the doubled up regulations and things like that, that you were able to have changes put into effect. Do you feel that's kind of the tenor of the Senate right now and the House, at trying to get some of these regulations made into more of a streamlined and maybe more sensical approach?
Yes, absolutely, and beach grooming is right there with it. The land cap, we just finished up. The governor signed the land cap for us. We had worked on the petroleum underground storage tank cleanups. Michigan had a 6% cleanup or a closure rate with the cleanups on these underground storage tanks. It was out of control, and I mean, we had experts coming in testifying and say they'd rather clean up these underground storage tanks in California than do it here in Michigan because of the unburdened or the overburden regulation. And so we have been having some success. I'll tell you, though, working through it, you still got the pressure of what I would deem to be a little out of control environmentalism. And it's like it stopped these projects at all costs, stopped people from cleaning their beaches up at all costs, just let it go back and be natural. Well, in some cases, natural is pretty ugly. There's nothing wrong with having a nice groomed beach. So we are having success, Walt. There's been actually quite a few things moving through the pipeline right now, and the governor signed two or three of them in the last month.
Well, it's been interesting seeing some of this legislation move through. And again, your meeting in the Marquette area is coming up at the Hampton Inn on what day?
July 20th.